We are on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the last three words of the Amud. We're in the middle of a kasha or a shaila. The Gemara was clearing, if that's what it says in our Mishnah, Amaitzi estivnei v'kashalushus harabim v'zvolim v'huzik v'em acha chayev v'niskoi. Does this go according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara brought a baraisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds when one has rishus to put mekalkalim in the rishus harabim in miziku, Rabbi Yehuda holds this potom ilashalim. So can our Mishnah go according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the first teretz was Amar Rav Nachman Masnisen Shaloi Bishas Eitzos Volim. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is speaking about Shaloi Bishas Eitzos Volim. He has no right to be mekalkul the Shusaram. Speaking about the Yemei Sachama. So then Rabbi Yehuda holds, if he's mighty, tivnei v'kashu l'shus harabim, he'll also be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about if he was mighty, bizman, b'shasei tzoras volat, then Chazal patot him from the hezekis that will occur. Rav Ashi omas. Rav Ashi said another teretz. It could very well be that our Mishnah is speaking about Bishasei Tzoras Volim. Aye, Bishasei Tzoras Volim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Hiziku is Pturim Elishalim, but Tivnoi Vikashaisna, our Mishnah mentioned a special mean that was put out. Tevin in Kash, Mishum de Misharki, because this is very slippery, and this Chazal, whenever matter, Afilu Bisman Bishasei Tzoras Zvolim, this, and they were never matter to put out in the Rishus Harabim, so therefore, if they were Mazik, he's Mechuyev to pay. Let us see Rashi, Tivnei v'kashis nan, the Mechayev, the Adayin leinasu zevel, before they become zevel, v'koshim heim, so they're hard, umachlikim ben, and they're very slippery. V'chi koma Rabbi Yehuda b'zevel koma, that what Rabbi Yehuda said, that it is permissible b'shasei tzoas zvolim, to be mighty. And it is permissible, and if the Hezekiah could is potter to pay, the Kama Rabbi Yehuda Bezevel Kama, the Meitchadim Zivloi, Sheinei Noyach, Lahachlik Kolkach. Zevel is not as slippery as Tevin Vikash, so Mimela, there, he's permitted to do it, and Imhizik Potam Ilushalim. So the Miri speaks out clearly that By Tevin Vikash, not only is he mechuyev to pay if it was mazik, but he's not permitted to take it out to begin with. He's not permitted to put it out. Chazal will never matter to put out such a dangerous material in the Rishus HaRabim, which is olol lahazik. Let us see Taisvis. Tivnoi v'kasha isnan mishum de mishalki. Boho de mechayev masnisen beglolim. So, Toises has a kasha, why, if the Mishnah is speaking about b'shasei tzos zvolim, and the reason he's chayev to pay is because it's mishalki, so why ha'ifach es ha'golo v'husik b'em acher chayiv v'niskoi, there it is not slippery, so memela, and it's speaking about b'shas eitzos volim, So why is the Mishnah Messiah that he's chayiv to pay? That says his kasha. Behold the machayiv masnisim beglolim, af al gav de loy shorik, hayne mishum de les beishvoche, beloy hitiru lohoitzi bechino. So Taisva says, because by Golol there's no Shvach. So there's no legitimate reason why he should put the Golol in the Rishus HaRav. He says that what Chazal bent backwards, that he's permitted to put Dvorim in the Rishus HaRav, even though there is a potential Takole. So that is because if the Takola is not so olol to occur, it's not heaven bekash, and there's a need for it. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael needed fertilizer, some emela, so then they were matel b'shas haitzos volim to put it out, and in the Miziku, it's part of Milushalim. But Golol, since there is no need to put it out, the less beishvoche, it seems the nishuf beragle odam beragle behema is not necessary by Golol. So Memele, so he had no right to put it out. So Taisus says, v'loi hitiru lohitzi bechinam. So he has no right to put it out in the Rishus HaRav. That is why Hiziku Chayovim L'Shalom. Now the Mishnah said further, Kol HaKoidem Bohem Zoch, a person who was lifted up this Tem V'Kash, he's a Zoche, and this we understand very well. He had no right to put it out to begin with. Talking about whatever the reason is, either according to Rav Nachman, Shaloi Bishas Eitzos Volim, according to Rav Ashi, Tevin Vakash, they never were matter because of the potential danger. So the Mishnah says further, so they counseled the one who put it out. They said, whoever picks it up is Eichenit, Kolakoidem Bemzoch. Now we have here a machlekes amayroim, Rav and Zeiri, on how far the knas went. Omar Rav said, bein begufon, bein bishvocho. That we are speaking about that he put something into Rishus HaRav, that the, after 30 days of trampling, it became mushbach for fertilizer. So, what he put out, let us say for practical purposes, had a value of $100. After it became Zevil, so now it's worth $120. So Rav says that not only did Chazal counsel him that the Shvach that he acquired, Be'issa, he had no right to put it out, Lushus HaRav, will not belong to him, someone can be zeiche in the Shvach. No, the gufa dovo, which is mamish his, also they counsel that someone else can take it away. He says, Chazal wanted to make a good deterrent to make sure, I mean, this was a yomtiv, like, he needs, raglei odom v'raglei beheime to transfer this into zevil. And the Rishus HaRav is an ideal mokim where I have a multitude of ragle odom ragle behime. So Chazal made this deterrent. Chazal said, "Beitavim v'kash or shloim b'shas hitzor zvolim." If you put it in, so kol hakoydem bemzoch. Uziri omar b'shvocha. Ziri says, no, they never canceled that what belonged to him. That what he did not derive benefit from the Rishus HaRav, that they didn't take away from him. Ziri Omar, b'shvochon, avoloi begufon, the goof remains, belongs to the Bailam HaRishonim. The Shvach, which Chazal had asked him to put out the Tzeirech HaShvach, so the Shvach, if someone is Zeichen, and he gets a Kinyan in the Shvach, I think the Seder would be that, so now let's say we have here Zevel, which is worth $120, so the Guf HaDogo belongs to the Bailam HaRishonim, and he was kind of the Shvach, the Magbiyah, so the owner will have to give him $20 to reacquire the Shvach. But my kamiflagi, what is the machloikis Rav and Ziri? Rav sova konsu gufon mishum shvachom. That in order he shouldn't leave it there to be mashviach, they made a very big deterrent that you can take away the guf from him. Uziri sova lekonsu gufon mishum shvachom. And Ziri holds no. It's sufficient if you cancel the Shvach, so he will not gain anything from this whole procedure of taking it out into the Rishus HaRab. This is enough of a deterrent. And so the Guf, they will never were Mafkiyah from the Bailam HaRishayim. So the Gemara says, now we learned in the Mishnah, Ahifech es HaGolo B'Shus HaRab, Buzik B'Macha, Chayev B'Niskay. So the Mahapach, he was kind of the Golos, so he's Chayv Beniske. V'ilu kol ha-koydim zoche loiktoni. Here it doesn't say kol ha-koydim zoche. Now, by Golol, we will see there's no Shvach. Tosfos said already, there's no Shvach by Golol. So according to Ze'iri, it's very good. He can't say kol ha-koydim zoche, because the kol ha-koydim zoche was only said legabi the shvach. By Golo there's no shvach. That's he doesn't say kolakayne bemzoch. But according to Rav, that Rav holds that afilu the gufa dover, there's a din of kolakayne bemzoch. So why by the Golo that only says the muzik bemacha chayim, and why doesn't it fear ois kolakayne bemzoch? So the Gemara says, Tana Reishiv Huadin L'Sefer. The Tana doesn't want to repeat himself on all the cases which are mentioned in the Mishnah. So it said in the first case, Kalakai de Bem Zocha, so this is already a halacha that applies to all the bavos of the Mishnah. So it's Kilo, it's going on the last bavos. So the Gemara asks, V'otoni alo asurim mishum gezel. We learned asurim mishum gezel on the learned abaraisa by golol asurim mishum gezel. That means that the Gemara means you're not allowed to take it. Asurim mishum gezel. He says the Baraisa, the Mishnah doesn't say anything. So the Mishnah, you'll tell me that means kolakayde mizoch is going by golol also. But the Baraisa says by golol asurim mishum gezel. So the Baraisa says klo, you're not allowed to take it. So the Gemara answers kiktoni asurim mishum gezel akula masnisin koi. La'aisai shekodam bezochel. That means you're learning a long pshat. Kol ha-koydem bemzochel means that if someone picks it up, he's oichen, according to Rav, he's oichen everything. Then the Mishnah is saying, va'asurim mishum gezel. You can't steal it away from him. And this is going on all cases of the Mishnah. So that doesn't mean that the koydem can't be zeich in the golol. It means fakel. If someone was zeich in the golol, or someone was zeich in the tevenekash, asurim mishum gezel, you're not allowed to take it away from him. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mishalki machlikin bishvocham b'meshe hishbichu b'shusarab. V'lo kolakayim zoch elektoni by golol. משום דגול עוזרי, ואין אי משביך בשביל שרם, דמוש בחווי מבקושר לרב, why doesn't it say, כל הקוידה במזוכה, which according to רב, you could be saying in the goof. So Mal says, the reish, it's going on the whole Mishnah, בקטוני לא בברייס אסורים משם גזל בי גולו, הכולו מסניסן קוי, האיסורים משם גזל, ואפילו אתם מבקש, הילקה חוכי קומה, ולאחר שקודם וזוכה בהם אחר, עושה לגזלון הימנו. One is not allowed to steal from him. Now, כאן שואל הבן, so what's the Chiddush? It says, כל הקודם בהם זוכה. So whoever picks it up, he's oicher, and you're not allowed to steal it from him. Good morning. If you say kol hakoydem bem zocha, so we can understand that you're not allowed to steal from. Why do I need this extra few words? So Dimre Moshe says, Moshe in Simen Lamed Zayin, Oista Zayin Bago, the Moshe says as follows. He says there's a moiridike chilik between a hefker de araise and hefker bezn. He says, in certain cases, al kaponim. Hefker de araise means it's hefker. So if a person picks it up, so it's his. So if it's his, vashteitzach atz asurim mishum gesel. Here, this was only a din of hefker bezn. He says, hefker bezn, Chazal said, someone can take it. They wanted to create a deterrent that Yenna should not put out the Tevim Vakash Peshusarab. So he said, anyone can take it. So Be'emesin Kolakoyde Memzocha could mean he can take it and he can use it and can do whatever he wants with it. But could be Shaloy, it's not. And he brings a Moiridike Moshel. There's a Moiridike Shita Sayereim. The Shita Sayereim is Gezel Akum is Mutter. But it's not Shaloi. I can steal something from a Goy. I can use it. But if it's an Esrig, I won't be Yitzim Mitzvah's Esrig with it. It is not Muchach. Not that I have a Heter to take it. That it becomes mine. Ilamayin Afkamina. If someone can take it from me. That means this is a davar nosef. There's one chiddush, I can take yenem zazah, that was the hefker bezn hefker, you can take it for yourself, you can use it, you can fertilize your fields with it. But it is not necessarily understood that if you did take it, that someone can chop it away from you. Because in Yitzhak there was no hakno. He was never marked at it. So it could be here the hefker bezn is only, you can take it and use it. But if someone wants to take it away from you, b'cholak oved. So therefore, the Barais is coming to tell us, no, this hefker bezn is a real hefker. Va'asurim mishum gezel, kolakoyde b'mzocha, itake has a pilus in it. And he says there's different Siyurim, and different Leifanim of Hefker Bezden. This Hefker Bezden is Mamish ke Hefker Goma and Vasurim Mishum Gezden. That is Pshat what the Barais is telling us. So the Gemara says, Bolek Toni Hochi, and Shuldik, the Barais does not say the way you're saying Pshat. The Sanya we learned in the Barais, Hamoitzi Tivnoi Vekashe Lushusaram Lizvolim, Vuhuzik bem acher, chayev beniskoi, vcholakoidim behem zoche, umutter mishum gezel. And we'll see the one that says umutter mishum gezel means that you're allowed to take it. You're allowed to take the zvolim. Vahoyfech es agolul ushusaram vuhuzik bem acher chayev, Va'osar mishum gezel. So we see the muta mishum gezel and osar mishum gezel is not speaking about you're allowed to take away from the zoiche. It's talking about to be zeiche for yourself the golol of the tevim v'kash. So in the Bereise it says that by tevim v'kash, kolakoydim b'mzoche umutam mishum gezel. And here it says also mishum gezel, so in other words it means there's not enough kolakoydim b'mzoche. That's what it means. So now we're back to the kash and rab, according to rab, the konsu gufam. So by Golol, even though there's no shvach, we should it should be b'tol mishum gezel and should be din of kol hakoydim b'mzoch. Now I'd like to mention a meiri that mentions teich dvorav a gevaldike ha'ore. Al kapana, before we see the terrors of the Gemara, what does it say in the reisha of the Braise? In the reisha of the Braise it says, from the Braise it seems that the holding of Kolokoidim Bemzacha was only by Tevim Vekash, not by Golo. Fine. That's the Kash and Rav. But what is the Kefal Haloshin? That by Tevim Vekash, Kolokoidim Bemzacha. You're allowed to, it's yours. Umotorim Mishum Gesel. If it says kolakoidem bemzocha, so kochachem not a gazla. So what's the keful haloshin? Kolakoidem bemzocha umotorim mishum gezel. So the Miri says amir de kevot. I'd like to elaborate a few minutes on what he's saying. Umotorim mishum gezel bedinei shamayim. There's dinei odom and there's dinei shamayim. Now, one could think as follows. Chazal wanted to create a deterrent that a person should not put out Tevim V'Kash Peshus Harav. Now, how do you put it out? You write a Kel Kore, one shouldn't put it out. The message from the Kel Kore was not loud enough for many people. This was a big nesoyin. They had Tevim V'Kash, they could derive fertilizer from it. A Kel Kore would not be sufficient. So Chazal put down their feet. They told him, Rabbi, you know, you're putting it out. What is motivating you? You want the fertilizer. I got news for you. You'll schlep it out to the Rishus HaRabim, and someone else will pick it up. You'll do the work, and he'll reap the profits. Oh, this is a deterrent already. This will stop people from doing it. That was the mechuvan of the Chazal. So the mechuvan of the Chazal was that the people should not put out Tevim V'Kash. It's mishalki, it's dangerous, but if we say such a psak, kolakoidem bemzoche, he was there and he's watching it, Baruch Hashem, it's fertilizer, and then boom, someone comes, a 6-footer, and he picks it up and he takes it away and he goes to Bezin and says, it's his, finished. So he'll know the next time not to put Tevim V'Kash. So that is, so lakoydim b'dem zoche, which bidine odom, it's his, that's enough of a deterrent. But to say this is a mishnas chasidim, I see you're taking away Yanim's thing, halachically it belongs to him, could be a mishnas chasidim, it's not. Dine shamayim is another thing. That means it's sufficient for the Baal HaTevin to know that someone could be Zayche. That's all what we need. As long as he knows that someone could be Zayche, so he won't put it out to Tevin Bekash anymore. Bishus HaRam. Aber Lemaise, I should go and be Zayche. Listen, Rabbi, it's his Tevin Bekash. You shouldn't be the Nachshin Ben Aminodov. Could be this Dinei Shamayim. I just like to give a Moiridik marshal. Chazal tell us in Masechtas Baba Basra that Pnina L'Shem Shemayim Niskavno. That means that Chazal tell us this Pnina was Meiradik Mitzayah Chana. Chana didn't have children, Pnina had children, and every day Chazal tell us when Pnina sent her children to Cheda, so before she sent them, she went over to Chana. Are your children dressed to go to Cheda? And when her children came back, how was Cheder today by your children? This was day after day after day that she was mamish meiradik mitzayer chane. So we look at this. She was mamish a witch. I mean, Chazal tell us, Pnina l'shem shemayim niskavna. What kind of a l'shem shemayim is this? To mamish to break Chana into pieces. So Pshat is as follows. The Emerson Chana was a Mordeke Yidine, and she saw she can't have children. No, this is Ratzon Hashem. She was Mekabel Bin Shemai. The Rebbein Shalman, she should be in Makor. She'll be in Makor, finished. Pnina did not want this. As a Mordeke Chofetz Chaim in an old, Chofetz Chaim says, even though when the Rebbein Shalman sends Peronius, this is Min HaShemai, but the Rebbein Shalom, so one should be mispallel that these Peronius should become bottle. One should not be a Savlon. A Savlon is mitzad, whatever he's receiving, that's a din Savlon. So one should be Moire Rachmesh, this Guv is Rotzen Hashem, that one should be Moire Rachmesh Shamayim, that the Peronia should come to an end. Nina wanted Chana should not be such a savlin. Don't be mekabel. So she made her life miserable that she shouldn't be able to be savel this matzav not to have children. That's what the Gemara says, Pnina l'shem shemayim niskav. Meiradik. So it will be done and dine shemayim. So the whole Shmuel that was born, who will get 3/4 of the credit? Pnina. It was because of her. She prodded Chana till Chana was mispalo. And her tefillah was niskabel. Lidach gisa, we find that after Chana started having children, whenever Chana had one child, so Pnina was mekabel 2 children. Iskan shoyel aben. She was mechabel l'shem shemayim. Aber weißt du, in Dine Shemayim, there is another Chabot. Mechavel Hashem Shemayim, aber you were Mitzayah Chane. What she should have done, I haven't the faintest idea, but I'll call upon him. In she did something good, but Leidach Gise, there was a Chesaron also. In Dine Shemayim, she has to be Nenash for this Chesaron. Dine Shemayim, everything has its mokim in place. So Mamela, that is the Chiddush, Umotorim Mishem Gezel. That's what the Miri says. The Miri is coming to tell us, there's one din, yeah, Bezen Kolakodem Bem Zoche, Yezoiche, finished, and that's a deterrent in Meiradik Kizah, and you're making the Rishus HaRabim safe, everything, that's Meiradik. But that the vile, you should be Nene from his moment. Dine Shemayim, here you're hurting him, here by taking it for yourself. Perhaps it would be sufficient the fear that someone might take it. Someone bepoil should take it. That's, they're going a little overboard. This was not necessary. So therefore, the Baraisa says, no, umutorim mishem gezel. No problem for the Dine Shemayim, mutorim mishem gezel. Al-Koponim, it says in the Baraisa Klo, that by Golo is also Mishum Gezel. So we see Klo, there is no din of Kolakodim Emzocha, the Golo. So according to Ziri, it's Gebaldik, since there's no Shvach, so there's no Knas. But according to Rav, that comes to Gufon, so why by Golo is there no din of why is it also Mishum Gezel?
אמר רב נחמן ביצחק גולו קורומס, דובו שיש בו ישבח, איפטר ישבח, תונסו גופו עם משום שבוחי. That means a person is motivated to put it out in the Rishus HaRabim in order to remain there and become Nishtabach. So there, in order to deter this, there was Tonsu Gufo Mishum Shvoche. They made a very big deterrent. Not only the Shvach won't belong to you, the Guf also won't belong to you. Dovo Shein by Shvach, but something that there's no Shvach to begin with, so he's not too strongly motivated to put it out. I mean, it's Busfel Tamais. So Memele like Tonsu. So they didn't cancel Bechlau. Let us see Taisvis. Tova sheyesh by Shvach konse gufay mishim shvachay. Mikan yesh loichiyach legosinen kolakoydem behem zocho gabi matzniya koytzes chuchis together shenoflo b'shus harabim. They were not geiris this. The awesome leke shvachay. There is no shvach whatsoever. So there's no din of konse gufa. Toshma. Midika Ayrinon Golo. We asked Akasha from Golo and Rav. Midikari, let's see what Rashi says. Makrin and Golo Lolei de Rav. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Ibailu. Ledivrei ha'imer konsu gufon mishum shvochem. The man the yomer that says konsu gufon mishum shvochem is when did they make this knas? La alta kansinam. That means is the knas chal even before he acquired any shvach, he put it down, and it was there 5 minutes, now someone can go and take it away. Konsu gufon mishum shvochem. Since the whole knas was konsu gufon mishum shvachem, so if the shvach already, then it was konsu gufon. Toshma, midikairinan golo. We had asked Akasha from Golo on Rab. Now, if we asked Akasha from Golo, so we see Klo, the Makshin held, that there were kindness before the Shvach, because by gold is never Shvach. So you see, according to Rav, the Knas is right away. So the Gemara says, V'tizbar l'meishu akashe ki erin in Golo mikamedo l'shani Rav Nachman. The Kasha of Golo was before Rav Nachman told us, konsu gufon mishum shvacha bayadovo sheyesh boi Shvach. So then, so the Makshin held that it was konsu gufon, period. It's not dependent on the Shvach. So Meilu, we asked Akasha from Golo. Leboso Dushani Rav Nachman. But after Rav Nachman said that the only consonant of the Ishvach, Mikel the Milme Golo, then there's no Kasha from Golo. So it could very well be, Lefi Emes, the only consonant gufon when there is Shvach, so it could very well be this is Dafke after the Shvach was made. Let us see Rashi. Kairin and Golo, Midakarin and Golo, Alei Dara, Michlal Diyasov al Alta Kansin, Dila Bosa Daisi Shvoche, if the whole Knas is only Chal after it became Nishtabach, Mayrum Yed the Golo, Alei Shibach, the Golo, There's no shvach begolo. Kiarinan golo mikama deshani Rav Nachman davesul and davagav dein seifel lashbir kan isra vechoshkim bedavish seifel lashbir kan islalta. That's true, but lebosa deshani mikelamir begolo klal. Vashti the kimlom the time of the knosim ishem shvachu. So now me boy, now we have a shaila. Now the shaila is negeila maise after the maskone that the whole knas of gufon is dependent if there'll be shvach, so could be we only kindness gufon after shvach came about. Fine. So the Gemara was not poshet this shaila. So now the Gemara is going back to the machlokes of Rav and Zeiri. Rav says konsu gufam and the shvach, they cancel everything, and Zeiri says only konsu shvach. So the Gemara says leimo ketanoi. L'chayre, this machlokes of Rav and Zeiri is a machlokes tanoim. We learned shtar shekosuv by ribis koinsin oisoi. A shtar that is written ribis in the shtar. That means there's a shtar that says that the Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100 and he has to pay back $120. Is koinsin oisoi ve'einai goive lo yasakerem v'lo yasaribis. So he's not goive anything. Not the Karen and not the Ribbis. Divrei Rameya. V'chachomim ha'imrim, the Chachomim hold, goy ve'es ha'Karen, avo lo yes ha'Ribbis. The Chachomim say, the Karen could be goy ve, avo lo yes ha'Ribbis. Leima rav do'oma ki Rameya, v'ziri do'oma ki Rabona. So we have a very similar machloikis between Rav Rav Meir and the Chachomim is in, and Rav and Zeiri. That means Rav Meir holds they cancelled everything. They cancelled the Keren also. So that's like Rav, Konsu Gufana to Shvochem. And the Chachomim hold, they only cancelled the Ribbis. They didn't cancel the Keren. And that's like Zeiri. They cancelled the Shvach, which the Shvach was made b'Yisrael, that means, but the Keren they didn't cancel. So l'chayre leim ketanoi, leim rab d'omar keremeir, ziri d'omar kerabonim. Omar l'cho rab. So the Gemara says as follows. So Rab said, ano d'omri afilo rabonim. I hold, according to the Rabbana. Ad kan lo yikom Rabbanan hosom, ela Karen de behetayre. The Karen, halvo of Ribbis, so he lent him $100, and he made up, he has to pay back $120. So, to pay back the $100, that's a davar amuta. You borrow $100, you pay back $100. So memele, so the halvo sakeren is a dover mutter. So there the rabbonon say so. Good, he's a shegetz. He asked for another $20 for interest. Good. So that will cancel him take for requesting the ribbis. But al koponim, the keren is he owes him the keren. So he owes him the keren. So memele, they didn't cancel him. Let him pay back the keren. Avol hoche keren gufo komazik. But over here, what is mazik? Why did we cancel him? He's putting articles in the Rishus HaRabim, which are a potential boyer. I mean, that's why Chazal, not at certain times, but the Shaloi B'Shasit Zozvolim, or Tevin Vikash, that's very simply, they asked him to do this. This is a potential mazik. So the Karen, that what you put out is a mazik. So Memele Fakelt. So we'll cancel you in the Karen. There you are, Shagets in the Karen also. So that's what Rav says. So here, the Rabbon will be made to me. Uziri Omaloch, and Ziri said, Ano da Omri afil Ramei. No, I hold afil according to Ramei. Ad kan loy koma Ramei hosom elo de mishas ksive de ovid le sume. Over there, when they're writing the shtar, so they are over the lab of le sesimon olav nesher. So, later we'll speak more clearly about this lab of the Siman Olav Nesher. But the yesod of the lab is, there is an issa to make a halvo with a hischaivis of ribis. That means, the lava sima of Neshech has nothing to do with receiving the ribbis or paying the ribbis. That's altikach meita. That's another lava. Or leisashich. These are different lavin to pay ribbis, to receive ribbis. This is the love of creating such a choyiv, like the simon olav nesher. This love is, you should not create a choyiv that is mechayiv the loive. You should not make a choyiv which is mechayiv the loive to pay ribbis. There's a love on this. Now, to make this more interesting, and we'll see in Tosfos, there's a moiridike, Ritve, Menach, Machna, Freyim, Mishlo Melech, and Avni Nezer. Let's say, a gewaldike Zach. And let me elaborate a little bit. Let's first talk about Mekke Hememke. Reuven sells Shimon a pen. So how is Shimon going to the pen? He makes Agbo, he gives him the pen, he picks up the pen is his. He spoke out, but for the pen, you have to give me $5. Fine. Reuven is kind of the pen. Now he owes Shimon $5. Now, how did that come about? Where was the Meister Kinyan that Shimon made in order that Reuven should owe him $5? There was, I owe you $5. Why do I owe you $5? So the Teretz is, Lambavkos, the pen is worth $5. The pen can be worth $2, whatever it is. Or forget about the dinei I know. Or you know it's worth $2. I'm selling to you for $5. So there's no way. You owe me $5. Why do you owe me $5? Because the halacha is that when we make a transaction, so all the conditions which are spoken about Bishas, this transaction, are chal memela without a maisa kinyan. You don't have to make a maisa kinyan on each prat of the transaction. The transaction is, I'm selling you a pen for $5. You should give me $5. So the ikir chalik of the transaction is the kinyan of the pen. So I'm kind of the pen, partic. The amount I owe you, this we spoke about. You don't need a maisa kinyan from this. That's the condition. I'm selling you the pen for $5. So memela, you owe me automatically. You don't need a maisa kinyan. Yo taker. The pen, he lost the pen. You owe me $5. Because that was the condition that was spoken about bishas this hakno. Now, let us go to halvo. A person, Reuven lends Shimon $100. I'm lending you $100 under a condition that you should pay me back $120. That's why I'm lending you I'm the halvor staff. I'm not being Isaac and Gmilas Chasodim now. I'm lending you $100 on the condition you pay me back $120. So that's the condition. So Lemaise Zokta Ritve, he owes him $120. I mean, that was the condition of the halvor. He owes him $120. There's a din teire. He owes you take, but a tikach mita. Don't you dare take away from it. Don't you dare take the $20 from him. That's a lav. Leisashich, don't give him the $20. This is frumereit. That means that the teire asked that you should pay the ribbis, receive the ribbis. That's frumereit. But the ritva, but he owes him the ribbis. He owes him. That means there's a yiridei in the chayshim mishpat. In chayshim mishpat, he owes him the ribbis. Let's make it a little more interesting. If I lend you $100, Almanashi should pay me back $100 plus your hat. That's the ribbis. Fine? And then I'll go, I'll chop away your hat. You don't give it to me. I'm not a gazlan. Because, forget, I was not marked that I have a right to take the hat. That was not marked. I did an aveira. But Olamai said, one thing is no shaykhis with the other. There's a hischaivus to pay, but there's an issa. And there's an issa loisa simon olav nasha to make the hischaivus, to use this alvoa as a tool to make a hischaivus. There's another love of that. The Torah wanted a person should be Isaac and Gemilas Chasodim when we speak about Halvor to Yid. A Yid needs Halvor, lend it to him without him. It's fine. That's what the Torah wanted. You're going to go against the Torah, so I'll tell you, to make a Halvor within his Chaybis, you have one love. Here the love is to make a Halvor with a condition of his Chaybis of Ribbis. That's one love. It's the second love. These are love. So the Gemara says like this. So this halvo beribis, what was the tool that created this hischaivus shel issa? The halvo was the tool. That's how this whole hischaivus came about. I'm lending you $100 on the condition they show me $120. So the tool that implemented this chiyuv of ribbis is the $100. That's the halvor is on this condition. So Memela, so the Gemara says, Amayra dikizach. So the Gemara says, Ziri said, there, Rameya holds the consent that the loiva doesn't have to pay back the $100 either. You know why? The Mishas Ksive, the Ovid Leisume, this whole Halvor, the Halvor is also a Shtik Aveire. You're using this Halvor, Yoivalav Leisusimon Olav Nesher, means don't lend money with a condition of Ribbis. You're lending money with a condition of Ribbis, so the Halvor Guf is also. So there, Rameya said, well, Kansen, you. So we Kansen. You know what's going to be? You're a neighbor chacham, eh? You're lending 100 for 120. So we Kansen do. He doesn't owe you a penny. Doesn't owe you a penny. And the Kansen star shekosa by ribbis. So maybe you don't pay the keren. You don't pay the ribbis. You'll know the next time. You're not going to reap any profits from ribbis because best no step in. And doesn't owe you a penny. Fine. So Ziri said, Amir de Kizach. So that is over there, the Kansen, the Karen, because the Karen, he was Oivalav, of a Sisimon Olav Neshech, Al Yedeya Karen. So they Kansen them. They didn't have air with the Karen. So we'll show them Alve. Askel, I come here, Osam, Alve, Mishas, Ksivet, Ovid, Laisum, Yosef, Lesim, Olav Neshech. But over here, when a person put Tevin Vikash in Rishus HaRabim, who says it will be Mazik? Who says it will be Mazik? Maybe what? Good. It's a potential danger and takola and mikshul in the Rishus HaRabim, but who says something bad will come out of it? Maybe nothing will happen. So Memele, there they didn't cancel. So Ziri is saying a very interesting story. They only canceled the Karen if he's doing an Issa with the Karen. Then they showed the Malva, we'll show you who's gonna fear ice. But over here he put that he wasn't allowed to put the Tevin in the Rishus HaRabim. That's right. But who says it'll be Mazik? Might be Mazik, it might not be Mazik. So maybe therefore they didn't cancel the Karen, that what he put into the Rishus HaRabim. That's what Ziri says. I'd like to mention Ha'ora. I hear the Ha'ora as follows. A Borber in Simen Beis and Bobakame says, seems it's his Chiddush, or Abraham also said the Chiddush. A Borber says, Amir de Kizach. Borber says, we learned there's Arba Ovis and Zikan Asher, Baber, Bamarba, Behever, and this one pays, and this one pays. That's the Arba Ovis and Zikan. So he says, that's Choshim Mishpot. If it's Mazik, you pay. But Borber says, the Dalet Ovis and Zikan, there's an Isser Mazik. That means you put a Bir B'Shus HaRabim. You put a bur b'shus harabim, so you're a roshe. You're a mazik. B'dinei shema, that means, and then, you don't have to pay anything. No one fell in. Baruch Hashem. But you're a roshe and a mazik for creating creating a tekola. You have a shayer, and you go daven minchen, your shayer goes, sheyesh boi ribis, shekosuv boi shelova beribis. It says in the Shtar that he borrowed money beribis. Komaske, so here Rab said, over here, full the chomel be moide, because osid lahazik, there's a potential might be mazik. And Ziri said, over there, over leisume, some all of neshech, over beleisesimo. Let us see Tosfos. Shtar sheyesh boi, I think David says by Shvach can't so good with him. Shvach mechanic lachit legacy kolakid mem zoch gabatni kites is chuchis, get a shnaflo shusaram dosam like a shvach according to Miskanas a Gemore, that the only constant when the Shvach, so you're not gorgeous by schuchis and kites kolakid mem zoch, because that is not Shvach. Shtar sheyesh by ribis kites in oisoi, bene goibe loyes a keren, beloyes a ribis. Now, what Tosfos is saying is debatable, but let us just, I mean, Tosfos and Bob Metzi brings a machlekes in this, but let us learn now this Tosfos. Nira lari. Sherameya koinis lahafsit achayv lagamri. Napshat is that you can't use the shtar. Shtar sheyesh boi ribis, a shtar makes a shibud. A shtar is a proof that there was no piroin. So we could learn pshat that the shtar sheyesh boi ribis, we will not use this shtar for whatever a shtar can help the malva. We won't use the shtar. That's how we could learn pshat. So the Ri says no. Shramei koinis lahafsid achoiv legamri. He doesn't owe him any money. Afilu bahido. Afilu the loive comes and he says, I don't need this. I borrowed the money. I owe it to you. And then I owe you ribis. And then he comes out. He wants to give him a check of $120. So Bezen steps in. Don't you dare give him a penny. Or v'edis acheres, or the other edim that are coming and saying that there was a halvor. Not kedemash melishne de ein goive. It says he's not goive. It doesn't say can you. It says he can't be goive. He can't be teiveya. Loyes akem loyes aribis. The mashme de ein goive klal. V'chein mashme midimedame lekonsei gufa mishum shvochi. The Gemara compares this din konsei gufa mishum shvochi. So there it means shemafsid gufa mome. Well, it means over there he loses it. So the Gemara wants to compare. The Gemara wants to compare the Rameyer to Kansegubim Mishum Shvachai. So just like over there, you lose the Karen. So here, you lose the Karen also, the Guf. Ve'ein lahakshes the beperik hezer neshech midam ahach dahocha. The shtar sheyesh by ribis l'shitrei choiv hamugdomim. Now it says shitrei choiv hamugdomim psulim. This shitrei choiv hamugdomim psulim. What does that mean? That means as follows: a person Reuven lends Shimon money. Chof aleph menachemov. He lent him money. Chof aleph menachemov. Fine. And he wrote on the shtar, Chof Menachemov. Left out an aleph. A very minute detail. So this is a shrek lechizach. Because let's understand what happened. The Chof Menachemov, this malve sold all, this loive sold all his kakois to lekuchis. And then the Lakuchas bought it. There was no liens on his karkois, no shibud chof. Chavo was chof aleph. So Memele, so they bought all the karkois, you know, shibudim and garnished. Now, by writing this shtar mukdim, you're saying that Talvo was chof menachemov, will become a mer bekechum. The malva comes to the lekuches, you bought this karka is mishibud to me. He goes and takes away the karka from them. So this is a shrek. So it says, Shitrei choyv ha-mukdomim psulim. So, amuki ahide shitrei choyv kirameya. And l'choyre pshat is, you can't use the shtar afilu for chafala for ready. They passel the shtar. You're not going to use the shtar. You won't be able to move from the kuchas afilu chafala for. Even though you're entitled to, we'll show you, you wanted to be a shegit. You won't be able to mana fila fcham chafalafo. So Mala says, oh, this shitrei, chayva mugdomim psulim, this is Rameyer. Because Rameyer says that by a shtar shekosa by ribis, and gave loy esa kerem, beloy esa ribis. So the Gemara compares these two cases. So Taisva says, I just said a minute ago, that a shtar sheyesh by ribis, not pshad is that you can't use the shtar. Afilo de loiv is moida yoy $120. He loses the chayv. Shitrei chayv hamukdomim psulim. There he only loses the shtar. That's for sure. I wrote a posel of shtar. And I went to the chaparai. So you lose the koyach hashtar. You can't use the shtar filip on chaf aleph nachemal. Fine. But the chazal would never mafkiya the choyv. Because you were a shegit and wrote wrongs shtar mugdim. We didn't take the choyv away from you. We'll take the shtar away from you. We'll show you the shtar. You won't be able to be goyim afilip from chaf aleph nachemal. So Taisus, the Gemara's Medamadis, so Taisus says, if I am saying that by Ribbis they were Mafkiya the Choyiv, by Shitrei Choyiv and Medomin, the Zicha one Mafkiya the Choyiv, because the only said you can't use the Shtar, you can't be going from Lekuchas from Chaval of Menachemot, but the Choyiv says, so what's the comparison? How could the Gemara compare these two things? And for Taisus, how does the Gemara compare the Hoche Mavsid Guva Milde? What the Shtar would have accomplished, he loses. Shitre Psulim, the Shtar is possible, but that's it. And that doesn't lose the Chayv. So Taisvin says, the Mashein the Mavsid Shom Ela Ashtar, Lefish Lehoi Aveire Beguva Milde, Ela Beshtar. Aber beribis yesh aveire. Da halvo beribis afilo beloy shtar. It's also an aveire. So Taisus says, forget the comparison from the Gemara's Meiridi. The comparison from the Gemara is that whatever you did an aveire with, we're going to make you lose because of the aveire. Not only you won't be mavia, you're going to lose because of the aveire. So by ribis, there was the aveire that some halvo was also. To make such a halvo with the yischaivis of ribis, that was an aveire. So we'll show you. He won't have to pay you. He won't have to pay you the halvo. We'll show you. By the shtar, shtar mugdim, there was nothing wrong with halvo. He did a mitzvah asheichem. He did a mitzvah milz chasod. But you wrote a posel shtar. So we'll show you. You won't be able to use the shtar afilu for the latest month. But it's a bekel, so it's consistent. Whatever you did the aveira with, we're gonna take away for you. By ribish you did the aveira with talvo, we'll take away the alvo. By this you did aveira with shtar, take away the shtar. So now we have to understand, Taisa just said a mouthful, that what aveira was done with the halvo was able to see Manolov Neshech. So that means Taisus is saying, a halvo with a ktsitsa of ribbis, a halva with a condition you have to pay the ribbis, the halva alone is also. It's halva asura, that's what mafkiya the halva. So Agamor doesn't say this. The Gemara Agamor says, Mishas ksive da ovid leisume. When they wrote the shtar, he was able to Simon. The Gemara seems that the Aveira was done with the shtar, not with the halvo. So they say it's a problem. And if the Aveira was with the shtar, so now we have a problem. So here he did a Aveira with the shtar mukdim, and he only loses the koyach shtar. Here he did an Aveira with the shtar shesh baribis, and he loses the whole koy. So Taisvi says, there's an issur without the shtar. Balbo is also awesome. I, the Gemara says, Bishas ksiva ovid leisume. The Taisus doesn't go into this, but, Bezer Hashem will speak about this later. About Kalponim, so that's what Taisus answers. Hitcheriva. Im yavsit kol choyvei legamri. Matzino haloive chayte niska. Kaktaisus amoyredike zach. Kaktaisus amoyredike kash. You have two shkotzim over here. You have a malve beribis and a loive beribis. So memele, so both of them did aveiris. Both of them did aveiris. And the Rabbi Kevege brings a rai from this taisus, the loive was also aveleisa simon. That means both of you created a choy with his chayvis of ribis. So, and the malve, chazalva, we'll show you, you won't get back a penny, you're gonna lose your $100 and you won't get the $20, right? The loive is the same shagit, you're potter to pay. So, when it comes to this is meridic. I know I'm gonna borrow, but after beribis, I just say, always rack my brains, I ever can pay back the chayiv. But now it's Baruch Hashem, you borrow with ribis, you don't have to pay back anything. Wonderful, gewaldig. So what was Taisus Kasha? What the Taisus wants? What should be? I mean, what should you do? So the Raivon says, you know what Taisus says? Nah. Tell the loive, both of them are shkotzim. Tell the loive he has to take $120 and throw it in the river, get rid of it, burn it. He should be a chayte niska. You're a shenkis like him. So we'll make, you'll lose the $120 and the malva won't get $120. And finish. So that's Taisus Kasha. Why did we, the loiva was a chayte, he's niska, he doesn't have to pay at all. That's Taisus Kasha. So maybe the kikasha, why should he should gain from the avera? V'ayim eri de'ein zekushe, ki amal v'shem aviach, konse gufe machmas ha-shvach, mitoich kach yizoyer, aber loive ein lande be malik nais shat khilos am nas le froye hu loive. So they says a mure de ketas, the taisa says like this, this knas over here that the business counseling the malve, but that's time is a punishing over here. We want this a mure de ke nisoyim of halo beribis. It's mure de ke with money, you don't have to work, you make profits, it's a mure de ke nisoyim. And so Chazal wanted to make a deterrent. So the Chazal said, you know, you lend 100 for 120, we'll show you. You won't get back a penny. You come to Bezin to Manda Chayv, doesn't owe you a penny. And then, so we'll show you. No, the Malve, after the first Halvo, he learned his lesson. So the second time, it's a mali litzor azois. He lost his yetzahor, he lost his nesayin. Besen says, Besen prevents me from taking it. So memela, the second time, he will make a halva beribis. That's the malva. So they made a knas. So the knas was not to punish him, to deter him from this nesayin. The loive, what do you tell the loive? Tell the loive, you know, you bar beribis, you have to take $120 and throw it in the fire. No, no. I'll do that. I have to borrow $100. No one wants to lend me $100 without paying back $120. So me, it's a chilek. If I give him the $120, I throw it into the fire. By me, it's no chilek. That means in no way did you deter the loiva by saying you have to burn the $120. I'll burn the $120. There's no deterrent over here. So Memela didn't chapel with the loiva. Chazal did not have a deterrent to chapel with the loiva. So the Chazal said, it's finished. I'll take it. But as long as we'll make sure the Malvis won't be lending beribes, that'll take care of the situation. That is Chatham Tosfos Tehillim.